This is Walking with Jesus, a devotional journey through books of the Bible, a ministry of Forest Hill Presbyterian Church, and I'm Pastor Jason Van Bemmel. We are in day 46 of our journey through the book of Hebrews, asking a difficult question today: how can we suffer well? Hebrews chapter 12, verses 3 through 11. Consider him who endured from sinners such hostility against himself, so that you may not grow weary or faint-hearted. In your struggle against sin, you have not yet resisted to the point of shedding your blood. And have you forgotten the exhortation that addresses you as sons? My son, do not regard lightly the discipline of the Lord, nor be weary when reproved by him. For the Lord disciplines the one he loves, and chastises every son whom he receives. It is for discipline that you have to endure. God is treating you as sons. For what son is there whom his father does not discipline? If you are left without discipline, in which all have participated, then you are illegitimate children and not sons. Besides this, we have had earthly fathers who disciplined us, and we respected them. Shall we not, much more, be subject to the Father of spirits and live? For they disciplined us for a short time as it seemed best to them, but he disciplines us for our good, that we may share in his holiness. For the moment, all discipline seems painful rather than pleasant, but later it yields the peaceful fruit of righteousness to those who have been trained by it. That's Hebrews 12, verses 3 through 11 in the English Standard Version. I have never had chemo. I know several people who have had it, and from what they have told me, I hope to never have to have it. Chemo makes you sick, it takes your energy, it often makes your hair fall out in patches, and it is generally a miserable experience. No one would ever want to have chemo, except for something that's worse than chemo: dying of cancer. When you're facing the prospect of dying of cancer, chemo suddenly becomes a life-saving, hope-giving gift. Life is hard. Often life is good and full of joy and laughter, but let's face it, life is also hard. People betray your trust and lie to you. You struggle against the weakness of your own sinful nature, frustrated by your failures. People you love die, sometimes suddenly. No one would sign up for the suffering and heartache of this life willingly, except it does seem a better alternative to death. Alfred Lord Tennyson put it famously, "It is better to have loved and lost than never to have loved at all." The hardships of life are especially worth enduring if we know they are working towards something good, some greater outcome. Then the suffering of life becomes like chemo. It hurts, but it's working toward a positive outcome in a more important way. You see, for unbelievers, the suffering of this life is not accomplishing anything greater for them, except perhaps to make the joyful moments of life more enjoyable. But when this life is over, for unbelievers, the joy will be over too, and the suffering will just be beginning. But for believers in Jesus, we have a better hope. Our suffering has a purpose. The Apostle Paul said, "For this light momentary affliction is preparing for us an eternal weight of glory beyond all comparison." That's 2 Corinthians 4:17. Here in Hebrews 12, we see two kinds of purposeful suffering in the Christian life: the intense struggle against sin and the loving discipline of our Heavenly Father. The fight against sin is real and hard, but as we look to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith, we see one who endured much hostility against himself and who, in the Garden of Gethsemane, resisted temptation so fiercely that he sweat drops of blood in his anguish. We are called to consider him when our struggle against sin grows intense. But also here in Hebrews 12, we're told that much of the suffering we face in this life is the loving discipline of our Heavenly Father. No children like discipline. Discipline hurts, but discipline done in love and applied with wisdom works. If our discipline of our children bears fruit, despite our sin and foolishness, how much better is our Heavenly Father's discipline of us? So when life gets hard, we need to remember three things. One, we will never have it as hard as Jesus had it, and he endured what he suffered for us in our place, taking what we deserve. Second, our Father disciplines us in perfect love and with perfect wisdom. We can trust him. And third, our sufferings are only temporary. They will end when we step into eternity, an eternity of perfect joy and peace, where we will never suffer again.